If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our full moon edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the brand new 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch link on the top of the homepage, close to the top on the homepage, and that will click you. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, hey, it's a beautiful Sunday, sunny Sunday morning. We're in the middle of good news, but let me give you some contact information before we get back to that. If you need to call us today, and remember, it is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. If you have questions for me, give us a call. The only time we won't take Behavior Training and Healing calls is when we've got Dee and Willa on the phone, which will happen sometime at 10:30 or so for a while. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the live show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World when we're not on the air by going to the website, marthanorwalk.com. And there are links to all of our sponsors on the homepage. You click on current events, you'll get on all the current events details. And hey, a lot of new entries on current events this week, and a lot of stuff coming up this month relating to animals. And some of that I'm going to get to here in the remainder of the good news here about animals. At any rate, if you click on the Contact Martha link, you can send me an email via the website. However, that comes to my home office computer, not to the studio. So if you want to get to me during the show today, do animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you are submitting a current events item, please send it via email and to that home office email address, MarthaLight@AOL.com. And because it's easier for me to get to my web mistress that way, That would be indigodog.com. She is the best. And if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, because that's what I do, and I work with primarily dogs and cats, but a lot of what I teach works with other animals as well, and I troubleshoot for other animals occasionally. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, and I work with you either privately in your home with your animal friends, which is preferred, or over the phone. And if you need me in that regard, you can. The best way to get a hold of me is to call. Now, you can shoot me an email with some background and history, but follow up with phone calls. And if you don't reach me right away, bug my voicemail. And you reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The phone number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Alrighty then. Now, during the commercial ads, I ran around the table here and looked at stink bugs with Mike. And sure enough, one of those pictures was the one I had in my third eye, although he was facing me. He wasn't facing the other direction like on the website. But there's a bunch of different kinds of stink bugs. They're all kind of the same shape, but they come in different colors.
Lots of different colors.
And we realized in looking at them that at least a couple of the versions I've seen regularly, well, you know, once in a while from time to time here. So I don't think we do have stink bugs around here.
Yeah.
I just didn't know they stunk.
The many different colors I thought was interesting. I wonder if that has to do with their diet, what type of vegetation they're chowing down
on. Or the environment that they live in for camouflage.
That's true.
Because the one that was in my mind was kind of the, like, just, you know, generic gray type color. But there's a bright green one. I've seen those. And then there's some orangey ones. And then there's some multicolored ones. Kathy said she'd seen one of the multicolored ones before. So we must have them around. Just so far, we haven't had an invasion.
The pleasure.
Yeah. I wonder if they really stink.
Well, I was trying to figure out how to phrase
it,
because
said they stink. You know, they were in his chili.
Yeah,
and,
just bugs in your chili.
56,000, but they didn't mention that they stink.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to necessarily know exactly what they stink like by experience.
What you ask for.
Yeah, exactly. but I am curious. So if anybody knows. Shoot me an email at animalworldlive.com.
Yeah, is anybody, do stink bugs really stink? I mean, how'd they get their name?
And if they stink, how bad do they stink? And
can't
if they stink
bad.
Really bad, what is it?
Well,
what
if they stink really like? Bad, certainly that would have been mentioned in that article.
Yeah, I would think so.
It sounded like the biggest problem was is they eat crops and stuff, you
right.
know, and in multiple numbers they destroy stuff and they get in your chili, you know, and if you don't, you don't want to eat them, apparently. But, you know, some insects are nutritious.
Lots of protein.
Yeah, yeah. So who knows? Okay, if you know anything about stink bugs, let us know.
Our crunchy chili.
Okay, we'll be back into the good news here.
Good.
And this came out, you can search the Seattle Times, but I won't give you a lot of detail, but just new FDA rules, prescriptions are now needed for animal antibiotics. And basically what this is saying, you know, we humans are becoming more or bacteria and you know, bugs that we get are diseased from are becoming more and more resistant to antibiotics. And a lot of the reason for that is because in the commercial farming industry, they feed antibiotics like candy to the animals that, you know, humans eat. And just on a generic basis to try to keep them healthier and all that kind of stuff. But that's what's causing a lot of the resistant bacteria. So the FDA has established some new rules, and now prescriptions are required for farmers and livestock raisers and so forth, farmers and ranchers, to get the antibiotics. So I'm choosing to look at that as good news, although I do have the voice in the back of my mind saying, you know, all these farmers generally have vets in their back pocket that'll write them prescriptions if they want them. But at least they have to work for it now, and that hopefully somebody will be monitoring them, and it will make a difference. Yes.
I was going to say, it also means that when they get a prescription, somewhere there will be a documentation.
Right,
with
that's
the
what
name,
I'm thinking.
The name of the doctor, so whoever is prescribing they know that
that's
they're
what,
going
that's
on
what I
record.
Meant by my last statement is hopefully somebody yeah. monitoring this and would pick it up, you know. But, you know, on the other hand, I mean, how many doctors are prescribing drugs for humans, you know, and all over the place, and nobody's monitoring that, really. I mean, right. But anyway, never mind. It was good news that they now require prescriptions. So let's leave it at that for at least for the moment. Now, speaking of chickens, this is good news. Burger King announces shift to cage-free pork and eggs. Not that cage-free in a farming industry raising animals for food means a wonderfully creative natural habitat for the animals, but it's much better than the caged version, so it's improvement. But get this, Burger King's baby steps towards more humane treatment for animals in its supply chain took a whopper of a leap forward today when the fast food chain announced that all of its eggs and pork will soon come from non-caged sources. According to the Humane Society of the United States, Burger King's new policy will transition to 100% cage-free eggs for all U.S. locations within 5 years and only purchase pork from suppliers that have documented plans to end their use of gestation crates for breeding pigs. And they hope that this, quote, Burger King Corporation has demonstrated when it comes to America's largest fast food chains, it continues to set the standard. These changes will improve life for countless farm animals and encourage other companies to abide by animal welfare principles up and down their supply chain. So good going, Burger King. So if you're going to stop somewhere, go to Burger King. Tell them thanks. Okay. A lot of birds in the good news department. A beautiful article. This is on the front page of Friday's Seattle Times. They bring the songs of spring. And right on time, swallows and other migratory birds from afar are arriving here after a long, arduous journey that can't keep them from singing and swooping. It's a wonderful story. Even shows some radar of watching the bird migrations because they travel at night. But look at just the picture of the radar there. That was during the day, and then that's at night.
Interesting.
All the birds migrating, and it's a really great article. If you didn't see it, pull it up online, and because there's a lot of great information in there.
And I'm reminded of a story that you told earlier in the news of birds going down in, I think it was Utah, because at night when they fly, the city lights can be distracting.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. And they thought they were landing on water and crashed on concrete and so forth. These guys don't go to the ground, though, the swallows. They would land in trees
That's
and stuff.
True. Right.
So I don't think there's any. But a lot of really good information, which then leads to there are lots of celebrations going on here locally, celebrating the spring arrivals. The International Migratory Bird Day at Magnuson Park is May 12th. That's, I believe, next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Nature walks, tour of New Shore ponds, presentations on bird migrations. International Migratory Bird Day at Juanita Park is Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Same thing, nature walks and talks sponsored by the Eastside Audubon. Tukwila Backyard Wildlife Festival, May 12th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Tukwila Community Center. And the Leavenworth Spring Bird Festival is May 17th through 20th. Now, all of these events will be up on the current events page at marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events because there's websites for information on all of these events. So there you go. All right. Now, speaking of birds here and the good news department, this also is an article I found in Seattle Times. Bird brains study shows they're highly attuned to magnetic field. Now, in the article about the swallows and the swifts and the birds that migrate, they talked about how they navigate and that they use stars, and they mentioned the magnetic field, but I don't think they emphasized it enough. And this article, they've actually done studies. Now, because it's good news. I'm just not going to how they do these studies. I just chose not to go there. But they do these studies with pigeons and their brains and stuff, and they figured out that they are very sensitive to the magnetic fields, and that's how they navigate. You know, once again, I could say, well, you know, we could have told you that, but, you know, hello. But it's really nice that they are recognizing this about the birds. But I think their whole, pretty much their whole migration is determined by following the magnetic fields and all that sort of stuff. Because after all, these birds travel at night and often in the cover of clouds and all of that. So they can't see the stars and stuff. It's pretty much they're working off the magnetic grids. Now, it was interesting in the article, they, you know, bring the songs of spring and those migratory birds, that this behavior of migration, because they go, you know, just a huge distances, you know, from South America up here and stuff, and they fly hundreds of miles a day. And really interesting, they talk about their food and comparing it to what it would mean to a human to put on that much fat and how much to wear off every day. It's really, really great information, so you should bring it up. You'll learn a lot. What was I going to say?
We're talking about great distances.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, phooey. I hate it when that happens. CRS, you know, just grabs you anytime. And I was thinking about too many things at
here
to, once.
Here today and gone today.
And yeah, and back usually on the way home, but hopefully before that time. At any rate, there are great. Oh, yes, thank you. It's back. The really interesting thing is the behavioral pattern of migration is so ingrained in these birds that they have documented that these birds, if they are in captivity and caged and have to stay at one place, that during the time they would be migrating, they actually stand on their little perches and flap, 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 flap their wings. Even if there's nowhere to go and they don't migrate, they flap, 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 and go through the whole process of pretending to fly.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty frustrating, don't you think, to be in that environment,
well,
knowing
yeah.
that you should be flying and that you can't or that you're not.
Yeah, so who knows? We'll put that. But anyway, fascinating information. So you want to bring up those articles and read about that. And then more about, we're going to go to the chicken department here. This is last Sunday Times, finding perfect nests for hens' golden years. And a wonderful story out of Portland about the, you know, there's so many now home chicken people, and you know it's legal in the city of Seattle and all that kind of stuff to have chickens and stuff, but hens don't lay their entire lives. You know, when they get to be elderly hens, they stop laying at
they're
some
done.
Point. And some people, you know, then eat them, but you know a lot of people don't want to. And anyway, this article is talking about expanding the legalities of and allowing people to keep more chickens so they could allow the chickens to live out their lives in their backyards, but then get more laying hens. So maybe we can have them more. But now that there are little rescue and little chicken sanctuaries popping up for the older chickens to go to. Mm-hmm. And it's really wonderful. So it's a wonderful story about a particular guy and sanctuary that's developed, and he rehomes them. He rehomes roosters and hens and stuff, and so far he's had no problems rehoming these hens, and they do make, you know, good companions and so forth. So a great article, so pull that one up.
Actually, they're characters once you get to know them.
Oh, yeah, chickens. But
both roosters and chickens are pretty fun. They're fun to hang out with.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you in current events, and we've got it up on, you know, Posado Safe Haven. I told you I went to their open house, and they have a tour, you know, the first Saturday of every month now through the summer and fall. And it's well worth going to. And you get to go in with all their chickens and roosters. Now, roosters can be territorial and kind of nasty, but
not all roosters are easygoing.
No, but there's the ones that you are wandering around, you know, aren't attack roosters. So and they had a new arrival that was not real nice, and so he was kind of in solitary until he lightened up. But anyway, it's a fun way to go meet roosters and chickens out at Posado. Okay, I love this story. From the Telegraph. Lost budgie That's a little parakeet. Taken home after it recites entire address. The bird escaped from a house in the Sagamihara district of Yokohama on Sunday morning. Kyoto News reported and made its way to the city center. After finding its way, after finding its way into a hotel, it came to rest on the shoulder of one of the guests before it was apprehended. The hotel handed the budgie over to police, who put it in a cage and transferred it to a nearby police station. Despite giving no indications that it could talk, the bird suddenly piped up late on Tuesday night and began repeating its home address, with its which its owner had apparently drummed into the bird for just such an unlikely eventuality. Specifically, Mike's grabbing the binoculars. You know what that means. Specifically, the address down to the number of the house and the block on which it stands, the bird enabled police to track down its 64-year-old owner. We had not expected his owner to be identified in this manner. Oh, really? But how is that? Isn't that cool? You see, so talk to your birds, folks. Teach them your address and stuff. But that's great. You know, he was, and that, I just love that. Okay, here's another. Is there somebody flying?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's a ways out there.
Well, I saw a cluster of crows, and they were a ways away, and inst amongst them appeared to be a bird of prey.
Yeah, because they were probably...
Heckling.
Okay, here's another. Russia takes big step to save rarest big cats. The Amur leopard was thrown a lifeline yesterday with the establishment of a new national park in Russia, announced by the World Wildlife Fund to help protect the world's rarest wild cat. Fewer than 40 Amur leopards are believed to exist in the wild. Fewer than 40? The majority of those currently reside in the new land of the Leopard National Park in Russia's Far East. The park includes about 60% of the remaining habitat and all of the breeding areas for the critically endangered cats. The leopards are literally teetering on the brink of extinction. With the establishment of land of the Leopard National Park in conjunction with other conservation efforts, we can now start to focus on how to begin bringing them back. So that's very cool. Oh, now, and the winner of the best good news about animals. I just love these stories. I just love them. And this was from the front page of the Northwest Friday section of the Seattle Times. You want to bring it out. Cats bring out inmates' soft side. And for the first time, and I question that first time, Washington State prisoners are teamed with cats in a training program to teach them about responsibility, patience, and compassion. Now, this is going on in Yakult, Clark County, in a minimal security prison down there. And they are pairing up pairs of inmates with one cat per cell, and then they're teaching, they're leash training them and socializing them and loving them and all of that. And you know, cats are real strong in feminine energy, female energy, and really and they've got there's a picture of an inmate in the article hugging a black cat. The cat's really feisty, and he's named her Princess Natalie. But he apparently was a very difficult prisoner until this cat program, and it's really mellowed him out. And the reason I said I questioned the first time, because I know they've been doing cats at our Purdy prison here, out of Perfect Pals in Arlington. They've got cats at the Purdy prison, or not at Purdy, the Monroe prison. Purdy started the dog stuff, thing. And there's dog stuff at prisons all over the country now, thanks to the Purdy's Women the group down there. And but now they're starting cats, and the cats, I know they started at Monroe prison a while ago, and I have not been able to find somebody to talk to about that, but I'd like to. And I wouldn't mind getting involved with a program like that and teaching them more about cats and how to communicate with them and human-to-animal transference stuff and telepathy. Wouldn't that be? That'd be great for inmates, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. But anyway, pull it up. A lot of good information about that. And just, you know, warms my heart that they're getting kitties in there to help these guys.
And Martha.
Oh, man,
that came out really strong.
It did.
That reminded me of the...
That would be Kathy. Now she's in the other room.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of the little decal that goes on the car that says, who rescued who?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And these cats are serving a higher purpose by helping these guys. So isn't that delightful? I think I'll save the rest of these other two. Because that really was the winner. So that kind of concludes the best good news. And now, who rescued? That's okay. Now I understand the message on the screen. Anyway, let's see where to go now. You know, I think since I haven't had a chance yet to update the woo-woo stuff. And we got to do that with G-Man and Red Dragon because, there's some stuff to tell. And then I have the medical stuff to go on with the boys. But we know that Dee and Willow will probably be checking in here pretty darn soon, that they'll be ready. So why don't we take care of advertisers and sponsors early, get that out of the way. And then if Dee and Willa call on time, we'll be able to spend the rest of the hour with them, and then that should give me plenty of time in the next hour, depending on how long we hold them, to cover the woo-woo stuff and the medical stuff. Does that sound like a plan? All right, let's do it. Stay right where you are. This is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us, so please pay attention, support them, thank them, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones and Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. And by the way, doesn't it sound great to have those birds singing in your ear? Woohoo! At Jones and Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones and Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know, because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. Want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And as expected, Dee is on the phone, but apparently they must not quite be done with chores because she wants to know if she can have another 10 minutes or so, which is just fine, Kathy. And why don't we do current events early? And we'll take care of that. And then tell Dee, and she'll be hearing because she's on hold. Dee, you can take, you know, as much time as you need because I'll do current events now, get that out of the way. And then I've got some woo-woo follow-up stuff to do with my cats. If you haven't called back by then, I'll get into that. And then whenever you're ready, we'll just bring you on for, you know, 30 minutes or so to talk about what's going on. And so I have time to finish up with the medical stuff and the behavior stuff and all that good stuff. So anyway, Dee, whatever works for you, go ahead and take time and we'll look forward to Dee and Willa shortly. And Kathy, you can make sure that she understands that. Okay, cool. We all good with that? That sounds good. It's still a beautiful sunny morning, and isn't it nice that we're so flexible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, in keeping with what I just said, I better get it out so I'm ready. How about it's time for current events? Drum roll, please. Okie dokie. Speaking of entertainment. All right. Now, I told you about this previously in the news. I'll do it again because it is International Migratory Bird Day is coming up, and some great events that you might want to attend next Saturday. International Migratory Bird Day at Magnuson Park is Saturday, May 12th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Nature walks, tour of New Shore Ponds, presentations on bird migration. International Migratory Bird Day at Juanita Park, that's in Kirkland. May 12th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., nature walks and talks by Eastside Audubon, Tukwila Backyard Wildlife Festival, May 12th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Tukwila Community Center. And then the Leavenworth Spring Bird Festival is May 17th through 20th. Now, I'm not going to give you the websites to all of these events. You need to go to www.marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, and Rhonda will have the websites up with links so you can get through if you want more information about them. But pretty much they're all next Saturday, except for Leavenworth. They're in East, you know, so it's a little later, the 17th through the 20th. And you'll have to go to the website to get the details. Okay, now, Posada Safe Haven's got a bunch of stuff coming up. Generically, their public tours now happen on the first month of Saturday every month. They begin in March and go to December. The tours are from 1 to 4 p.m. Now, you do have to make a reservation so they know who's coming. And, you know, the gate is locked. So you have to make reservations and be on the list to come. But it's well worth it. I went to the open house. The tour itself begins usually right at 1 o'clock, so you want to be there a little bit early, you know, get parked to get in. And then the tour itself takes a couple of hours, and then there's, you know, talk and stuff around that. So, and you get to get up close and personal with lots and lots of the animals. So, and it's very cool. And there's lots of farm animals as well as Kitty City and Dogtown. So dogs and cats and, well, chickens and geese and ducks and llamas and you know, just all kinds of stuff. So it, oh, it's well worth it. And Posada is just doing, they have just, they're just doing incredible work these days. And it's well worth it. Now, adoptable animals and volunteers from Posada's will be at Dooley's Doghouse Parking Lot Pet Fair in Kirkland on May 12th. That's next Saturday again from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can call 425-889-2200 or dooleysdoghouse.com for more information. And there's a fundraising Posada's Night with the Rat City Rollers, May 19th. You know, that's the roller derby stuff. That's really fun. I got taken to a roller derby. Was it last year on my birthday? It might have been the year before. Krista and Rhonda and Kim Miller Medium, Animal Intuitive, and Julie, they kidnapped me. And they took me to dinner and then to roller derby. And it was really...
That's great fun.
It was way fun. It was way fun. So www.posadosafehaven.org for more information about getting tickets for the Posada's Night with the Rat City Rollers. It's May 19th, so get on it. Mark your calendars. Posada's Bark at Marymore Park will be July 28th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The walk starts at noon. Go to their website to sign up for that. Okay. Homeward Bound Pet Adoption Center Fur Ball and Auction is Saturday, May 19th. So that's not next weekend, but the following. It's at the Westin Bellevue. And I told you last week, I have been invited and I'm going. So I'm excited because I love these silent auctions, live auctions, you know, dinners and stuff. They're just great fun. And I'm really looking. I haven't attended one now for a few years. And I had to stop going to those things when I was taking care of my dad. But, you know, I only got my kitties will let me out once in a while. So I'm looking forward to this. I hope you'll join us. www.homewardpet.org/auction or give them a call at 425-488-4444. Now, here's a new one. Save the date, August 25th for Fine Wines and Felines 2012. That's Meow's annual fundraiser. And I understand, I don't do wine, so I haven't been to that one, but I understand it's great fun. And you want to, especially if you're a wine connoisseur and love cats, it's the place to be. So August 25th, mark your calendars, www.meowcatrescue.org. Remember, today, Charlie's Guardian Angels fundraising garage sale is happening in Shoreline from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the address is 1827 North 167th Street, 1827 North 167th Street in Shoreline. You okay? Now, Seattle Animal Shelters offering reduced rates for spaying female cats through May 31st. And get this, the Beat the Heat Spay Surgery is $20. That's one heck of a deal. So you got a female cat that needs to be spayed, call Seattle Animal Shelter for an appointment, 206-386-4260. 386-4260 or go to www.seattleanimalshelter.org. All Breed Equine Rescue Benefit Golf Tournament will be July 28th at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington, 8:30 tee off. You can call them at 425 263-6390 or www.allbreedresq.com. That's a R-E-Z-Q.com. Now, the Furry Friends Fun Drive for Seattle Humane's Society Pet Food Bank has begun and runs through May 18th. Donate at participating key bank locations or online at www.q13fox.com. Their 23rd annual Tuxes and Tails Gala is Saturday, May 12th at the Hyatt Regency Bellevue. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets are on sale. And I have not gotten a press release that says they're sold out. So www.tuxesandtails.org or 425-373-5388. Remember, their adventure camp for kids. Registration is open, and it's for campers 8 to 11 years old. $190 per session. There are scholarships available, but you need to make reservations. It begins June 25th through August 3rd. Okay, and remember those spring flowers, especially the lilies, can be toxic to our animal friends. So www.nolilies4cats.com or go to current events on marthanorwalk.com to get an update on that poisonous stuff. All right, and I just want to remind you that next week is Mother's Day, and it's also a Robin and Martha Sunday. So Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio will be with me for the show. We will, of course, and I'm going to update the woo-woo stuff today at some point so that you'll know what's going to happen, because next weekend is supposed to be the big, you know, next Sunday is supposed to be the big day. But I have a lot more details and a little tweak in the plan. So because of more details that we received from the master G-Man G. And so I want to be sure and tell you all about that so you'll know what to expect next weekend. And other than that, that pretty much wraps up current events, and it looks like perfect timing, don't you think? Now, while Kathy's getting them set up on the air, because it looks like we will have both Willa and Dee on the line, I want to tell you, for those of you that don't know who Willa and Dee are or haven't heard the previous shows, I mean, after today, you can go back to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on the audio archives link on the homepage, and scroll back down through the shows. They did the first show with us, I think, last May. And then they've been on a couple, three times since then. The reason I got on with them in the first place, with Dee and Willa, I found them through Robin Alexis, Mystic Radio, her Soul Spa website group, because Dee and Willa are part of the Soul Spa, and Dee would post a lot. And I was fascinated by their stories. They live in the high desert of Arizona. And I realized in reading the stories on the Soul Spa that we had a lot of things in common. They rescued animals. Willa grew up as a trainer, an animal trainer. And then hearing some of the stories that Dee would talk about on the air about Willa growing up in a family training big circus type animals, TV type animals, you know, big cats and that kind of stuff, and that Willa actually worked underground in Las Vegas for Siegfried and Roy with their white tigers and so forth. And then now, of course, they rescue animals. And the two of them at one point actually, Mike, you'll appreciate this, they actually hosted a radio show about animals.
Nice.
Well, you know, So at any rate, I was just really felt a kindred spirit connection with them and loved the stories online. I wanted to hear more. Now, I know both Aj and Kathy, you've heard the Dee and Willa shows, and they're just fascinating ladies. And they themselves call them the old ladies of the high desert. You know, I mean, they're not spring chickens, but of course, none of us really are. But they are doing such incredible work. And we got to, you know, chatting with them about all this stuff. Well, then what happened is, remember last summer, the horrendous fires in Arizona. Well, and the fires were threatening the high desert. And we got Dee and Willa on. We started fundraising because they had to move their whole entire operation themselves and all of their animals. And they had cats and dogs and chickens and horses and goats. And they all had to be moved off the mountain and down the mountain to another rescue to stay. So we got them out of there with the fire. And then there were the high desert of Arizona had lots and lots of other kind of forgotten folks up there taking care of their animals with, you know, no money to move. And all. So we were fundraising for all of that. And then we got through the fire and then the flooding. And so we did all that again. And then at some point, the reason that you guys have been calling me and emailing me to say, hey, we need a Dee and Willa update, because the last time they were on the air, we had Dee on the air and we kind of left Willa in the hospital because she had been, chewed up by one of their rescue dogs. Now, I did update after the fact to let everybody know that, you know, our prayers and energy paid off and Willa recovered and things were fine. And I gave you some updates. But, you know, for you guys, it hasn't been enough. You wanted to hear their voices. And besides, we started promoting the incredible work they're doing about sustainable farming and stuff. And they've got some really hot stuff going on. So by popular request, they are back in the saddle again, and so we welcome back to Animal World the ladies, well, our ladies, we call you, from the high desert. Dee and Willa are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, Martha.
Do you like being our ladies of the high desert?
Well, I was going to climb down off that ladder after that introduction.
Now, that's Willa. I want everybody to recognize your voices. That's Willa. Now, Dee, you say something.
Okay, this is Dee. That sounds really too saintly for my taste, I think. You know, we're just down here groveling in the dirt and chasing horses and dogs.
Okay, but, so that's Dee's voice. So now you know we've got both of them online. Oh, I couldn't say enough about you two. I adore you. I love your energy. I love what you're doing. And Aji is nodding. Kathy is nodding. Now, Mike doesn't know you because you guys have to meet Mike. Mike, you better say hi.
But I was nodding.
No, Mike's not.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. We may not have met, but you've been on the show before.
Yeah. But Gary was still here. Now we have Mike.
Yeah, but no, we've done a show before where I was here.
Oh, with Dee and Will?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it was towards the end of the year.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, then I'm mistaken. That's right. We had an update. That was when Willow was in the hospital, right? Okay. Never mind. So you already know Mike. But we love him too. But anyway, we just love you guys, and our listeners love you enough that they said, hey, we want a Dee and Willa update.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to start off with one little update.
Yeah.
My battle with the ants. So last summer, I absolutely refused to poison them, and I'd stand out there and explain to them, look, this is the deal. You have to move. You can no longer be here in the middle of the corrals, climbing onto the horses or onto the horse feet. You have to move.
That's right. We had ant problems, and I think you also had prairie dog problems.
Right.
But okay, what's happened with the ants?
Okay, so I would go out there, and I'd start making a big circle around the outside of their ant home with the garden hose, giving them time to move, and slowly move back in. And as they were running out, then I'd flood their little hole. And so I did this every other day. And
so
they
a little
were not
bit
moving.
Of helpful encouragement to move the house.
Yeah, and I'd leave a little food out a little further away each day, you know, trying to bait them out. So towards the end, just before hibernation time for them, they finally decided to start moving, so I left a little food out. Well, now it's spring, and they have moved themselves out to the fence where I explained to them they needed to be.
Yeah.
And so as a reward, I got them some sugary lemon drink.
Aww.
And
you made the ants lemonade.
And I've been putting it out there for them, and they're really happy with it, and they're staying right there. They're not going into the horse corrals. So about a week ago, one of the gentlemen that's helping with our fencing, a friend of mine, old cowboy friend, comes driving up, and he drives in, and I didn't realize that I hadn't mentioned anything to him. So he quietly leans over to Dee and says, I don't think that's poison, but I don't think she'd put poison out, so what is that? And Dee had to explain to him that I was feeding the ants. He didn't say a word. He just quietly kept walking.
That's mint juleps for the ants, right? Oh, that's too funny. Well, that's one. So now you know why Dee and Willa fit in here on Animal World. And now, before we go any further, though, Willa, we left you in the hospital with dog bites. I did update that you're okay, but why don't you just give us a little update on your condition?
You know what? I'm fine, but I do want to talk about that for just a few sentences.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why. Because the AMA, and I'm not saying that it's all bad, because I believe in all forms of healing. Mm-hmm. Whatever disciplines work and in combination thereof, use it. But don't be so sold on allopathic medicine that your mind is closed to anything else. And if you must use allopathic medicine, follow your instincts, follow your heart. Mm. Because I had to go in for surgery, and there were two things that I insisted upon. One was a surgical scrub shower. I wanted to be able to clean my hair and every part of my body before going into surgery.
Uh-huh.
And the on-floor med tech and physician were not willing to okay that.
Really?
So I was very, very firm in my stance, and I explained that nothing else was going to happen until they contacted my surgeon.
Now, just playing the I don't know, why did you want to do this surgical scrub shower?
Well, I'm going
shower.
To explain that. Okay. And my surgeon said, of course. That's absolutely logical. I fully understand. Mm-hmm. Help her with what she needs.
Cool.
And the purpose is, think about this, we carry bacteria on our skin.
Mm-hmm.
We carry staph. We carry gram-positive and gram-negative on our skin.
Right.
So going into a surgical situation where we already know there is a problem with existing viruses and bacterias that if you don't go into a hospital with infection, you wind up coming out.
Especially if you're immune-compromised.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give myself an edge, I wanted to make sure that I was as clean as possible.
Yeah, good
going
idea.
Going in. Now, yes. Here's another reason why. I'd been, after getting chewed up, I was laying in the snow in the middle of winter on the ground, and we're, you know, we have horses and dogs and goats and sheep. So all of that bacteria is what I was exposed to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense. But mm-hmm. but had you just mentioned it and the staff said, no, we're not doing it, but you stuck to your guns and then the surgeon supported you so you were able to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing I did, once I came out of surgery, I was just waking up and I realized that they had brought me into my room. And I took a look around and I thought, wait a minute, there is a woman standing at my IV and she is not gloved. How do I know where she came from?
Oh.
So as soon as she left, I got up and I wrote myself a note, reverse isolation as per and my physician's name, and I stuck it on my door.
Uh-huh.
No one ever questioned it because they don't. No one wants to be the one in a hospital situation to get called on not following instructions.
So reverse isolation, that means that everybody coming in needs to be gloved and
scrubbed.
Gotcha.
Right.
Well, that's
and
good
that
to
protected,
know.
That was my personal protection.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is be proactive. Physicians are not God. They are body mechanics. Just like you go to a mechanic for a vehicle, your veterinarian and your physicians are mechanics trained in the living organisms. So stand your ground, go by what you believe, and do not be afraid to question.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad that we covered that. Now, the second thing I want to cover before we get into the meat of what you're going to talk about today is, it's the first Sunday of May here. We're pretty much done with winter, and we're slowly but surely spring is happening. How did you guys do during the winter down there? That can be pretty severe in the high desert. Obviously, you've survived. But
I think Dee can answer that.
Yeah, so Dee, how did winter go?
You know, getting older and having
a memory shortage does have its advantages. it's already, you know, 70, we've had 75 here most of the last month, you know, low 40s at night, and it's actually been absolutely perfect.
Wow.
There's no more chopping ice, no more shoveling snow, no more trying to unfreeze the hose so you can fill the water troughs. And so, you know, we're just clipping through chores here. I looked at it the other day, I went, boy, that's a record. I think we got done with morning chores in 2 hours here.
Wow.
So, it's just gorgeous. The green tops on the sunroots are about 4 to 6 inches high, and the strawberries already have buds, and the cutting celery and the Egyptian onions are already really high, and we're getting them in all the salads and scrambled eggs and everything. So, you know, I'm just happy as a little clam.
Super duper. All right.
Winter, what was that? I don't think I remember that word. I've erased it from my mind. We survived. What can I tell you? It was tough, but, you know, we're still here.
All right.
I did want to say a big, big thank you for all of the support we got during our trials and tribulations in with the fires and the floods and trying to get ourselves and our animals out and then back up on the mountain and trying to make sure that neighbors' animals and people in the area were okay with what they needed, and we were overwhelmed with support from all of your viewing family, both with Robin's group and with yours, and it was just amazing. And we are so grateful and so thankful.
Well, and our pleasure to help out. And Kathy, I think you've specifically donated to the cause. Isn't that right? In fact, you came. Didn't you come to our pet expo or something? You came packing a check or something. Or, I can't remember.
Yes.
So Kathy, who is now, she wasn't at the time, but she's now one of our official call screeners.
Oh, great.
Well, I also really, really want to say thank you to everyone. I don't know that we thanked everyone appropriately enough at the time, because life has just kept hurtling forward, and there's been so much water under the bridge since then that it was really interesting listening to Martha's summary and recap and thinking, oh my gosh, it's been a year, and it seems like about 10 years ago, because it seems like so much has happened in between. And I thought, wow, you know, we're almost back around to June again. That was an amazing whirlwind.
Yeah, and, well, let's hope you have a more peaceful summer down there this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know what? We are so engaged and so completely focused in our current project that all of the other stuff, you know, you stride over the hurdles in the race and you just keep going and you keep your focus forward. And we've got some really exciting things that we're doing and developing now, and that's where all of our energies are going, not reflecting on the past.
Well, so, and there may be a way for folks for you to help again, but this time for a good cause, not a save their life cause. Mm-hmm. And we're just about at the top of the hour, and we do have to close out this hour and start up the third. Mike, I think we'll dump the tip because I'm good, and I want as much time as possible with Dee and Willa, and I still have some other stuff I have to cover in addition to that. So let's just let you know kind of what we're going to talk about. When Dee and Willa and I were communicating about what we were going to talk about, because I knew they were involved in some big project, but even I don't know all the details. But I have a snippet here, so I'm going to let you know why you have to stay right where you are. Because Dee sent me an email here, and she says, I know what is uppermost in our minds, and our research lately is discovering and developing ways to feed everyone, four-legged and two-legged, with really fresh, natural, nutritious food. Lots of people and animals in the U.S., as well as worldwide, are being impacted by drought, natural disasters, shortages of feed and water. What can be done to alleviate these situations? There are some answers. Agriculturally, and energetically, we can move towards creating a better world. We are working on one solution here to improve the quality of life for people and animals in the Southwest. Okay. How does that sound? Hmm, pretty intriguing, huh? All right, everybody, stay right where you are. We're going to close out this hour, start up the new one. We're going turning it right around, no tip or anything, so stay where you are. Dee and Willa from the high desert in Arizona, and we're going to find out how they're personally saving the world right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.